This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
You know, it's funny because yesterday, the Speaker of the House, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, was challenged to have her comments stricken from the record. Yes, stricken from the record. That's how you say it. So Pelosi stormed off. She was booed after she attempted to shame lawmakers because she said the president was a racist. And you can't call the president a racist from the floor of the podium of the House of Representatives. Why not? I'll tell you why. But this was chaos yesterday, of course. It was nuts. Let's take a listen, shall we, to the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, cut eight.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets. To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people. I urge a unanimous vote. Yield back the balance of my
time. I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks with the parliamentarian before I read them.
And take it. And I ask the words be taken down. I make a point of order. The gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and ready to be taken down.
The chair will remind all members, please do not make comments toward personality-based comments.
That was Doug Collins who said, I would remind the chair, that was the guy with the accent. Now, what happened here? What happened? Well, Nancy Pelosi broke her own rules of decorum in the House of Representatives. Something that goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson. Now, depending, of course, on who you ask here, let's go, for example, to Vox, because it's a big lefty site, Vox, right? So they write here now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi got in trouble Tuesday for calling President Donald Trump's racist tweets racist. It turns out there's a congressional rule that lawmakers can't accuse a sitting president or any member of the House or Senate of racism on the floor. These comments come back from the rule is actually centuries old, written by a slave-owning founder and distilled from centuries of British parliamentary procedure. Now, let me set two things straight here. Slave-owning founder is how they refer to every single founding father. So technically speaking, there were many founders who owned slaves. This one in particular, Thomas Jefferson, who also wrote the Declaration of Independence and was very, very, very active in writing letters to James Madison from France to help write the Constitution of the United States of America. All right, but you see, they got to get in the dig there. Slave-owning founder. I'm surprised they didn't call him a white guy. It's part of the Jefferson Manual of Parliamentary Practice. The House uses an updated, annotated version of that manual, and it includes the rule that Jefferson took from the English parliamentary rule. But let me also make something very clear. Our entire parliamentary system of debate, even in high school, if you do high school debate, that is all comes, Robert's Rules of Order, it all comes from Parliament. All right, we took it all from Parliament. That's what we did. We took their system of debate and back and forth. We modified it, we tweaked it, and it's been tweaked over the years, but that's where it came from. All right, so realize this now, that this idea that Thomas Jefferson, of all people, one of the biggest hellion rebels in the history of America, would try to emulate Parliament is crazy. But that's how they want you to believe this, right? That we did this to help the king stay the king. And no, we didn't. That's not what happened here at all. But in Parliament, it's you can't speak seditiously against the king. It's against the order. Now, that was their rule. What we did with our rule was we took it to say you can't use names. You can't call people names. And so you're not supposed to call people things like racist, misogynist, bigot. You're not supposed to call people atheist. You're not supposed to demean people with put downs of names. Now, the House comes up with their own rules. So the House of Representatives can change that rule if they like. But the rule that the House of Representatives operates on is very simple. They cannot use personal abuse, innuendo, or ridicule of the president. These are their rules, not my rules. These are not Trump's rules. The House of Representatives is separate. They are separate. They are their own body. They make their own rules. They exempt themselves from law. They exempt themselves from the rules that you and I have to follow every single day. But they have now a rule that they are supposed to follow. And this is what it is now. They cannot use, when they're discussing personal comment, they can't use cowardly, cowardice, or lacking personal courage. They can't call somebody a little bugger. They can't say somebody's disgusting or despicable or disgraceful. They can't accuse somebody of having a dark side. They can't say that somebody is shameful. They can't say the person's not large enough person to apologize. They can't say they're arrogant or mean-spirited or vengeful or cruel or infantile or having a hissy fit, ill-tempered, lacking temperament. They can't say the person has engaged in insults. They can't say the person has is delusional. They can't comment derogatorily on physical attributes. You probably cannot, in my opinion, call the speaker the vampiric one, I believe, on the floor of the House. That would be in violation of the rules of the day and decorum. So you can't do that. You can't be dishonest. You can't rape the truth. You can't not tell the truth. You can't act in a duplicitous manner, and on and on and on. It goes on. There's lots and lots of rules here. You can't accuse the president of committing a crime. Right. You can't say that he was a draft dodger or he went AWOL. You can't say the president's under investigation. You can't call him a crook. You can't say he's got to come clean. You can't say the president has engaged in illegal activity. You can't say the president of the United States is a con man or a con artist. Or you can't say the person is a sexual predator or all those other things that are in this, in all these different rules. And this is important, too. References to racial or other discrimination on the part of the president are not in order. As such, remarks may not refer to the president as a racist, having made racial slurs or racial epithets, telling a racist lie, a bigot, having made a bigoted or racist statement, having taken a bigoted action, not caring about black people, a misogynist, having run a prejudice campaign, etc., etc. These are their rules. They're Congress's rules. They're the House rules. And she's the Speaker of the House. So she, of all people, can change them. But they are the rules. And she violated those rules when she referred to the president as a racist. So this caused a big thing. Their comments were stricken from the record, and she wound up having to storm off. She stormed off to go find some young intern in the hallway for a nice little transfusion. I gotta go get some lunch. Working deep, dark into the night, and then she just disappeared. The gentleman will, I'll be back. And then she was gone. Well, I don't know what you'd call it. Every single member of this institution, she said, Democrat and Republican, human and non-human, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets, she said. To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people. And then Representative Doug Collins chimed in because he's an expert on parliamentary procedure and said, when she said, I've cleared my remarks of the parliamentarian. Ah. And he said, well, do you want to keep those comments in? And then the guy who was actually presiding over the chamber at that point, who was in fact the speaker at that moment, he was the one who said, would the old bat like to change her words? Can we just hear that last part again? Is that possible?
The
last part where he says, would the old bat like to change her words?
Can I ask the words to be taken down? I make a point of order. The gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and ready to be taken down.
The chair will remind all members, please, please do not make comments toward personality-based comments.
All right, because it's against your own rules. So the speaker violated her own rules. So she ran off. She flippantly walked off. And then she, like I said, we're missing at least four interns in the House of Representatives intern program right now.
Very scary.
They're all Midwestern. She prefers that nice grass-fed intern. You know what I mean? Corn-fed, good stock. You know what I mean? So that little kerfluffle happened. And yet, Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican of our area, thought it was a good idea to join with this nonsense. Now, again, my question is this. Now, if the president says to somebody, go back to your country, and they're not from the Middle East or Somalia or Africa or any of the other places that you've heard the media say people are from, then is that racist or not? Like, let's say, for example, you had a guy who was German standing on the floor of the House, and he was standing up there and he was saying things the effect of, you know, I think we need to bring back fascism in this country. Or an Italian who sat up there saying, we need fascism. I want fascism back. I just left my country. I'm glad to be here in America. But you know what? This place stinks. And I want to bring fascism back. And if I were president and I said, hey, listen, go back to your country. All right. Beat it. But get out of here. Would I be racist at that point? Or would I be saying what everybody's thinking, which is, you don't like it? Leave. Nobody asked you to come. You don't have to be here. Nobody needs you here. You know, schools, yeah? I like it to raise an emotion. I like it to bring it back into fascism, eh? This place, no good. I wanted the fascism. Hey, yo, Guido, out of the country. Go back to where you came from. Now my buddy Guido Forcellini's thinking I'm talking about him. No, not you, Guido. You love America. I know you do. I'm mythical. How about this? Yo, Benito, beat it. Scusi, yeah. Madam a speaker, eh? How you doing? I'm a riser to a say we need a fascism back in America, eh? My day of the trains are ran on a time. And this is the day the Amtrak are no good. It's a no good. But the Mussolini, my guy, he ain't making the trains that they run on a time, eh? Say, go back, yo! Yo! Yo, Vito! Vito Corleone, go back! Go back! And then they'd say I was racist for that. Come on! That's crazy.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.